Good morning. Oh, I need to move the microphone. It's August the 2nd at 7:04 a.m. Yeah, I didn't go out till 7:30, 6:30 this morning, 6:40. I'm going to move the mic now. That should be better. 15:25. So yeah, first mile, I was on a 14 minute pace, 14 and a half, and then a slower song came on and I lost the rhythm, and it's just as well. My shins are telling me that I've been very bad. So second mile is going to be much slower. Ouch. So for the most part, it's been a pretty low-key weekend. I haven't done anything work-like, I think, since Friday. And not including social media stuff, of course. And apparently the Marfa Pisac Awards were yesterday. I didn't follow because I don't have anything in the pursuit. Shout out to Victoria. No. Veronica Giguere. Who has now had more finalists, and not one, than I did. It's, we'll have to send her down the Susan Lucci Memorial Boa. Mike Bennett was the, Mike Bennett was apparently the big winner. He got a couple of them that I saw come by. So congrats to Mike Bennett. I wish it were a genre I could listen to. I just can't deal with it. Back in the old days when there was not a lot to listen to, I listened to practically everything just because it was the only way to keep my earbuds filled. These days, I'm so far behind on podcasts, it's ridiculous. And I don't listen on the first mile because I'm busy trying to walk 14-minute miles, so I keep Pandora's channel pumping the tunes to keep my feet moving. I wonder if it would be more appropriate if I actually did bite the bullet and download a metronome and I could listen to podcasts in the morning. At least 15 minutes of podcasts. 16 minutes maybe. Whew. Holy crap. My foot hurts, but my shins are telling me that I didn't stretch or something before I started. There's probably something I'm supposed to do to cut down on the effect of injury. Gorgeous morning, though. It's lovely. It's quite cool. It's not humid. It's a beautiful sky up there this morning. This morning's photograph was well placed. The sun just behind the edge of the trees. A bit of cloud. So I'm quite pleased with that. Yeah. plane flying overhead. Sounds almost like an ultralight, except it's quite got the same mosquito sound to it. Very small engine aircraft, probably single engine. Beautiful morning for flying. Beautiful morning for just about anything. And I can't wait to get back inside. This is silly. Is bright. Duh. and other inanities. Yeah, I turned and looked just as I walked out of the shade, and zap, right in the face. Numb. So today is Labor Day in the U.S., the day when we celebrate the labor movement, the men and women who have worked so hard. Actually, I'm not sure what Labor Day is for. The ceremonial end of summer. Of course, around here, school started 2 weeks ago, so I remember growing up, school didn't start till after Labor Day. That's how I got to work at camp up at Wawanak during guest week, which is the last week of August, and ended on Labor Day weekend. I wonder if it's possible to go back and attend Wawanak, attend guest week as a guest. That would be so decadent to fly everybody to Maine and then hang out at a summer resort for a week. I don't think so. Not until I get a lot more books earning a lot more money than I have. So yeah, anyway, I have been looking at cabins. It turns out that there are several housekeeping cabins available. There's one place up in Red Feather Lake that has like five or six of them. And one of them was very small, only sleeps two. It's got a single double bed. It was apparently at one point the laundry room. So in terms of decor, in terms of ambiance, it's a converted laundry room. But it's cheap and it's small, it's cozy. They have some other places that I think might be interesting. I'm toying with the idea of perhaps trying to organize a writer's retreat there. Some of the Northern Colorado writers. Arrange to spend the weekend there. They have a lodge where we could gather in the evening, I think. Shins still hurt. I've slowed down a lot, but boy, I was really pushing there for a while. Make the eastern turn here. Sun is up above the clouds, up above the tree line, at least at the very end. Pull my hat down so I don't get blinded. So yeah, I'm thinking that see, October is covered. September is like this month. I'm not going this month. October is covered. November is possible. Maybe go up for the week between Christmas and New Year's. I don't think anybody's working or going to school that week. There we go. Shade again. Monk pole. Maybe take the family up and spend 3 or 4 days. course, it'd be great for me because I can just sit and write. For them, it's not going to be so much fun, I don't think. So, I don't know. I'll have to see how this works out. I'd like to take a ride up maybe some afternoon. Do a little Sunday drive, perhaps. That's only 75 miles, so 150 miles up and back. It's be about a 4-hour run. Perhaps less, given how much of it is actually on the interstate. 75 miles an hour. It doesn't take long to burn up 75 miles. I just heard of a town that's not too far away, up in Wyoming, just outside Casper, on the way to Laramie. Bowdry. Gowdy. Something. I have to go back and look it up again. That's one, or perhaps now they have two people. They just sold the town for almost $1 million, $900,000 for the whole town. It includes the post office, the gas station, and all the rest. Guy who bought it is going to import Vietnamese coffee. I'm thinking, I wonder if there's any houses up there. Because that's, yeah, you know, it's right on Interstate 80, but I'm sure that there are places not far from there that are tucked back into the gorges and arroyos. It's up at 8,000 feet, so it's got a little altitude to it. It doesn't have any internet, though, I bet. That could be a problem. I'm thinking long-term, but I can't go any place long-term that doesn't have internet. Particularly high-speed broadband. I really don't want to give that up. Problems, difficulties. Although I suppose somebody has to run it into town. If it's cheap enough to live there, I could afford to run a T1, I suppose. The insanity of running my own $100 a month line. Although, I don't know. I'm paying that now for cable, I suppose. It's not that much different. I wonder what a T1 would cost. Ah! Yeah. Start a Wattwire franchise up there, so give everybody in town wireless access. Ow, 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 ow. Today is a pain day. Foot sore. I want my breakfast. My shins are still screaming. I'm still walking. Complaining every step of the way, but I'm still walking. What a beautiful morning, though. Holy cow. I'm glad I got out to experience it. Quiet this morning because it's a holiday. There's very little traffic. I've only seen a couple of people walking. There's the old guy with his pug. I haven't seen the collie guy. Oh, I did see. There's a guy who does the walk. Yeah, I see him up on the noisy part of the walk pretty much every day. He stopped and introduced himself one day. His name's Ron. I did see Ron this morning. He was coming up from the backside. I waved. But I'm not sure he knew who it was. I'd seen the old collie today. Of course, I'm a little bit later than normal. They usually come out a little bit earlier than this. What a beautiful day. Holy cow. That's another house that's going to get its roof done. Shingles sitting up on top. I understand people who have perhaps an aged roof, even though they didn't necessarily take any direct damage. The fact that their roofs are a little bit older is an opportunity to get it replaced with something newer, perhaps upgraded. Have the insurance company pick up all or most of the tab. I just repaired my roof. I just had it replaced not that long ago. I only put high-grade shingles on it. Hail-resistant shingles. It's time to mow the front yard again. I still haven't mowed the back. Oh, jeez. I need to hire a teenager. I'd hire my own, but they don't seem to really want it. I'm also going to have to fix that garden shed. It's going to maybe stay up one more year, then next spring. I wonder if I will actually go ahead and put one of the big sheds in, because that would be really sharp. I have to check with the city, because apparently I'm too close to the sidewalk where it is right now. They came and they complained. They complained about that. They complained about the deck. 32 minutes. Ah, there's the old collie right there. 17 minutes on the second mile. Not a great run, but a typical run. And given how much my shins hurt, I suppose that's all I can hope for. At any rate, 2 mile notice means I must be at the back gate, and I am. Which also means tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.